Okay, since being with Dr. Len and taking these seminars and so forth, and those of you who have read the book Adventures Within that you all have a copy of now, know that I've spent a lot of time in the self-development area, personal growth area, spent a lot of time with a guru that was from India. But with Dr. Len, there's been something of an awakening, and I haven't talked about this before, but I'm seeing things differently. One of the things that happened with the workshop that I was just in with Dr. Len is that he asked me what was different with me, because he certainly noticed something. And I said, well, the easiest way to answer it is that everything's talking to me. That means the walls. And those of you who were at the dinner, you know about him talking to the carpets in the room and hearing whatever he heard. So I seem to be on that level or on that verge. So as I'm looking around the room, I see different things. I see things around you, for example, good things. I'm not seeing anything negative. I don't see anything negative about anybody. Okay? So I'm seeing all positive here. But you all have this certain halo, certain aura that is very bright. Some of this you probably already can pick up on an energy level because the group is very, there's a synergy going on here. What's the word I'm looking for? Somebody might have said? It's what? It is cohesive. Yes, absolutely. You're all getting along perfectly. You're all talking, you know, together and sharing ideas and sharing business cards. And the energy is on the same wavelength. And it's a very high energy. It's a very high energy. When I was with Dr. Len and he was asking me different questions, I was looking at things like, well, the light switch seems to be telling me something over there. And he would say yes, and I would tell him what it was. He says, exactly. It's like he was getting the same message, you know. And there was a woman there in the last seminar who runs a martial arts studio called a dojo. And the business has been terrible. And she was asking the group for advice. She was saying, what kind of feedback do you get? And Dr. Len turned to me. He singles me out quite a bit, probably because we're working on a book together, and he wants me to be sure to be involved in the whole process. And I said, well, I think the business is dying. He said, exactly right. But I mean, not dying in the sense that dying and you can repair it, but dying because it's going to be dead. She can't survive this business. She can't bring this business back to life. She has to let this business go. And as I was looking at the woman, she was wearing this spiral neck piece, a piece of jewelry that had a spiral on it. And to me, it was moving at warp speed. It was spinning like this. And I pointed out, I said, I don't know what it means, but I see that this piece of jewelry is spinning. It seems to be a cleaning device. It's cleaning you. And no doubt you're going to have to leave the martial arts studio and let it die a quiet death as you move on to something else. And again, Dr. Len said, yes, that's exactly what he was saying. Now, when he says this, he says it instantly. Like, he wasn't thinking about it. He heard that you said the same thing that he was already picking up on and just confirmed it. So I have a lot of that going on. And again, when I stand up here and say it, it's like, okay, I'm being very open with everybody here and risk-taking with everybody here. But like Suzanne, you know what, Suzanne, I mentioned in an email that Dr. Len mentioned you. And you know what he said? He said that you are one of God's first ten. God's first ten. And we're not talking about angels in particular here, though I regard you as one of my guardian angels. But we are talking about something or someone or some energy that has come into being very close to the beginning of time. That's a very wise, spiritual, special place and person. And he was singling you out. Yeah. And surprisingly, she's never once asked me about that because I sent her an email one day and said, hey, Dr. Len mentioned you. She hasn't asked at all, which I think is a sign of, you know, you're past all of that. You don't even need to know. I'd tell you sooner or later. You just didn't think it would be in a public seminar on video, on audio. So, of course, you know, I pick up stuff with you all the time, and you pick up stuff. We hit it off. She interviewed me over in Wimberley with Chris. They came over, and Marissa and I were all there. And I knew right on that spot that you almost have wings. You know, that you're that angelic. You know, and her questions are brilliant. I still want you to do your radio show or teleseminar series or webinar, whatever that might be. Have you done any more interviews since then? Okay. I wondered about that, but I would encourage you to. If you feel inspired to, my own feeling is you would be, you know, you would rock at it. And we already know that whether Debbie Ford or not did the spiritual parenting book, you can still do the spiritual parenting book. It doesn't matter if anybody else has done one or not, because you would still do your version of it. And your version would come from a different place, especially if it's coming from the whiteboard. This is going to be our own little secret code name, the whiteboard. They'll all be referring to, I've been praying to the whiteboard. The whiteboard says no. The whiteboard says yes. What? So does this all seem pretty weird?
Just kidding.
I'm the only guy with
it. I figure if it passes your test, then I'm clean. I'm clear here. Yes. I keep Austin weird. You're right at home. For those who don't know, that's the little motto for Austin. Just keep Austin weird. You can call this a hypnotic technique. You can call this Joe channeling something. You can call this me being psychic. You can call this me being right-brained. You can call this being in prep for my tequila later, just going off the wall. But one of the things I told Narissa shortly after coming back from the last seminar with Dr. Len is that I noticed she had a invisible little kitten on the shoulder and that it was nudging her ear with its wet nose. And whenever I pointed it out, look what she does. She relaxes, she smiles, a light is on in her eyes. You know, I can't help but question some of this myself. So whether I'm saying to myself, well, Joe, you're just being Milton Erickson and you're coming up with a hypnotic image that makes her smile because you know you like cats, or I'm saying to myself, Joe, you're really seeing a kitty there. And that could be her guardian angel, that could be some sort of spirit, that could be, I don't know what it is. But see, she even turns her head to face over towards the kitty so the kitty can play with her earring a little bit more and kiss her nose. And no matter what you think of it, doesn't she shift? I think we should all have little invisible kitties on our shoulders. Puppies. Or puppies. She wants a puppy. You're welcome to have a puppy. Yeah, see, you can have balance too, a kitty and a puppy, whatever. But, you know, I see a kitty. I see a kitty right there. There was a book that came out years ago that said, Everything Talks to Me. And it was by a psychic. I don't know if it's still in print or not. And I remember reading it. This was 20 years ago. And I remember thinking, boy, that sounds remarkable, but it sounds pretty insane at the same time. But now I'm walking around and I'm going, oh, you know, I can feel that a car or a person or a room or something is tired or needs to be changed, or I don't even know how to describe it. It sounds pretty bizarre, I guess. And my stepping out like this, I did not prepare to do this. I prepared a manual. A token manual at that. But I did not. In fact, I was standing over here and I was getting inspired to come do it. And I was thinking, oh, I don't want to do that. And they would say, no, go on out there and just start saying what you're seeing and just start speaking your truth and so forth. And I'm like, no, I don't want to do that. And then it goes back to my whole fear thing. If I fear it, but no, I feel like in my heart it's something I would be doing if I didn't have the fear, then I have to do it. Then I have to do it. So I'm doing it. Wherever it goes, what you take from it, I have no clue. I have no control. You know, I choose, but I can't decide. Dr. Len's famous statement. What do you think after being on the cruise with me? You heard me from a marketing standpoint. She's been considering having me come up to Boston and speak to her group about business and marketing. I don't know if I'm still going. She might say, yes. Yes, Joe, don't talk to the light switches. Don't talk to the audio equipment. You know, don't talk to the floor, but talk about sales and marketing. Yeah, but you got a deal. That's the deal. All right, I like that. That's clarity. I have a couple other gifts for you that all tie into all of this. Have any of you read a book called The Vibrational Universe? Have you seen the book? Wow, I hadn't seen this book. Nobody else? Just Nancy? The Vibrational Universe, Harnessing the Power of Thought to Consciously Create Your Life. This is very much on the wavelength of The Attractor Factor. It's a longer book. It's a little bit more of a heady book. It's a different book. My story was a very personal story, as you know, after reading it. So this is more of an intellectual, kind of a quantum physics overview of it, but it's still a great book. I liked it enough that I bought a copy for everybody. Yes, so you'll all have that. The Vibrational Universe, Kenneth James, I've been in contact with too. I've never met him. But again, it's all coming from The Attractor Factor, about your thoughts pulling in certain realities. And the other book, I'm pretty sure nobody here has, Living Reality, James Braha. Anybody? Yep, I could have guaranteed that you wouldn't have had this book. This book, the subtitle is My Extraordinary Summer with Sailor Bob Adamson. I do not know Sailor Bob Adamson. He is from Melbourne, Australia. So those of you who have been or from Melbourne may have heard of him. He is considered to be somebody who is, I will say, enlightened. He would probably say he is one with the divine. He's probably along the lines of Dr. Len, and since there is not a book yet about Dr. Len, I'm currently writing it with him, of course, this is the closest thing I can get to it. Living Reality is about James Braha, who is a Vedic astrologer. He is a very famous Vedic astrologer. And some of you know, if you've read my writings or heard some of my recent speeches, I love Vedic astrology. Western astrology is much more general and talks about the psychology and personality of you. Vedic astrology goes right down to dates, times, places, such and such is going to happen during this week-long period or on such and such a date. They're very precise. They're very convincing. And after I've done a couple readings with Joni Paltry, I think is her name, with the Galactic Center in Dallas, by the way, wonderful readings by her, and found out how accurate, amazingly accurate she's been. I've had other readings done for myself. I've got a reading done for Suzanne at one point. Narissa's had a reading done. And because Joni is recently, the lady doing the Vedic astrologer, recently contacted me saying, Joe, you are about to be offered some sort of giant television program, and we need to talk about it. I'm going to be talking about her with her on Tuesday to find out what's coming. But they're very different than Western astrology. Western astrology is much more vague. You have these characteristics. And Vedic astrology is much more precise. James Braha is a famous Vedic astrologer. This book is not about Vedic astrology. It's about his time with this guy who is basically living in the moment. So it's a very eye-opening, sometimes hard to read, because he's coming from a very different place. He's coming from the whiteboard. He's coming from Source. So I'm giving you this. I bought copies of this, and almost all of them are autographed by James Braha. Yeah, I might be short one or two, depending on what the count of the people is here, but almost all of them are, I bought them directly from him, and I asked him to sign them. So as we are on the last hour of today, the last 45 minutes or so before we break, and is dinner at 6 or 7? Is it 7? So I want to kind of get take your temperature, so to speak. Where I'm at is... What should I do? Yes. Wonderful. I think that is one of the greatest gifts of all. Craig and I were talking at lunch that it's all about being in the moment. Everything happens in the moment. Even when you're thinking about the past, you're doing it in the moment. When you're thinking about the future, you're doing it in the moment. But what you want to do is be totally aware of this moment. Oh, that's a home run. Yeah. Yeah, in fact, you get an extra coin. Yeah, there you go. Anybody else in the moment? Because I got more coins. I'll buy your way into the moment. Nothing like money to make us talk, huh? Yeah. Oh, that's interesting. She's asking if I found any more unpublished work by Neville. Neville is the guy who inspired me with the Nevilleize Your Goals in step 4. I've told many of you about them. Most of his books are in print. If you go to Amazon and you type in Neville, N-E-V-I-L-L-E, you will see several books, including one that just came out within the last few months, which is a collection of some of his very tiny booklets that were put together. The only book that I was lucky enough to find was his very first book called At Your Command. At Your Command, as far as I know, was the very first book. And he basically said, the universe is at your command. Tell it what you would like to have. What's interesting about Neville is that towards the latter part of his life, he changed his feelings about that. He's more in the direction of where I've been going. It's like you can go ahead and say that the universe is at your command and petition it. Put your request in for it to give you things or to make things happen. But you have to be in a state of let go because it may have something much, much better for you. So he was more in alignment with just letting go. He's more in alignment with Dr. Len, actually, in his later years. And I just recently bought on eBay a 1960 LP, an oversized album, 33 and a third, that was by Neville. There's two talks by Neville on this thing. It's in pristine condition. It was like just amazed with what you can find when your intention is out there for it. I collect Neville stuff as well as I do P.T. Barnum and a few others. And I think I have the Neville book over there. I have to look because I have some other things for you and I'll go find them shortly. But thank you for that question. Thank you for that question. I don't know of any other works, but there's a lot of people looking for his stuff and putting the audio online. And if you do a Neville search on eBay, you'll find some things as well. There is a woman in Los Angeles who has boxes of reel-to-reel and cassette tapes. She told me that she had no idea how to take those and put them on CDs. And she said, I have no idea. She said, I don't even know where to find a reel-to-reel player. So So I said, if I find a reel-to-reel player, will you put those on CDs, and I'll tell you how, and give them to me? She said, yes. So I went on eBay, I found one, I bought it, I shipped it to her. She's been amazingly forever grateful. And she's in the process of taking all those boxes and turning them into things we can listen to.